We'll do in honor of Yom Tov. I prepared from this sefer Moadim L'Simcha. It's a beautiful sefer. It has different essays and different topics. And I also there's another sefer which supplements. I used to supplement what it says here. Talk about the inyan of Achilas Matzah on the remaining 6 days of Pesach. We all know that Achilas Matzah, in fact, is the only mitzvah we have today that is min haTorah to eat, even though Judaism is defined, unfortunately, by some people as a religion of food. Every Yom Tov, Chanukah, you have the donuts and the latkes, and Purim, you have the yayin, and I don't know all the different minhagim. Shulis have cheese. We have on Sukkot, you have stuffed cabbage, right? Whatever the minhagim are, unfortunately, Judaism and Rosh Hashanah is dip the apple in the honey. Yom Kippur is no food. that itself is it's all about food. So, for whatever reason, unfortunately, Judaism is defined by food. But the truth is, the only time there is a mitzvah and atarah to eat is the night of Pesach. But erev toichlu matzos. It is the only time where you make a special bracha on the food. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'sivanu al achilas matzah. That's it. This is the only mitzvah and atarah. Now, the question is, what about... There are really two questions. There are many questions, but let's just go one step at a time. What about the second day Pesach? What about today, Chol HaMoed? Is there a mitzvah, a special mitzvah de'oraisa today to eat matzah?
Rashi says no.
So in Shulchan Aruch, Rashi, I'm going to go through some of the sources. So let me just first give you an overview. Then we'll just briefly discuss some of the opinions and the different points. There are basically three opinions. One opinion is, yes, there is a mitzvah called a mitzvah kiyumis. Every time you eat a piece of matzah on Chol HaMoed, you are mekayim a wonderful mitzvah of achilas matzah. Now let me just step back. Even according to the most extreme opinion I'm going to present to you, it doesn't mean it's the same level of the night of Pesach. And this is the way I think the Chizkuni explains it. He explains it very, very precisely. When it comes to the night of Pesach, if you eat matzah, Hashem will give you a reward. Whatever that means, you do mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what you're supposed to do, you're going to receive a reward. If you don't eat matzah, and of course we're dealing with a person that's healthy and has the money for it, we're not dealing with any unusual circumstance, we're dealing with a person that has the ability, and you choose not to eat matzah, the night of Pesach, Hashem will punish the person. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to eat matzah. If you eat the matzah, you will get a reward. If you don't eat the matzah, Hashem will punish the person. You'll be mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Again, we're dealing with a case where the matzah is in front of you. You have the money for the matzah. Everything is fine and good. I don't want to eat matzah. I'm a healthy person. I it's not so terrible to you. I don't want to eat matzah. There'll be a punishment. During the remaining 6 days of Pesach, if you eat the matzah, Hashem will give you a reward, and you're supposed to eat the matzah. Don't make any mistake about it. You're supposed to eat the matzah. You should eat the matzah, and Hashem will reward you. But if you don't eat the matzah, Hashem will not punish you. You'll be lacking. You will be missing out on the reward because Hashem wants you and puts upon you a mitzvah, but He's not going to punish you. This is, from the three approaches I'm going to explain now, is the most extreme. But again, it's not an extreme that you have an obligation to eat matzah on the remaining 6 days equal to the chilas matzah on the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach is serious business. Bo erev toichlu matzos bezman shebeis hamil shayekayim, the mitzvah was eat matzah with the korban Pesach. Al matzah is umerorim yochlu. We don't have today bezman hazeh korban Pesach, so we have just the matzah, but it's a mitzvah the rice to eat matzah. And if you don't eat the matzah, the Chizkuni says there is punishment. The remaining 6 days, there's a mitzvah to eat, but if you don't eat, Hashem's not going to punish. Then we come to the second approach. The second approach is, so it's just, you don't have to eat matzah. But it's hard to define the madregos. There are so many different opinions. But let's just put relative to the chizkuni. Relative to the sukhun that says you should eat the matzah. There's a mitzvah deraisa to eat matzah, and you should eat matzah. The second approach of many Rishonim is, and this is the name of Shulchan Aruch, and this appears to be the majority opinion, you don't have to. There's no special mitzvah. You don't have to exert yourself to eat matzah. But it's a good thing. it's a good thing to do. It's not equal again to the chizkuni where you must do it. You don't have to do it. No one's holding you responsible. No one's. It's a good thing to do, but you're not mechuyev to eat matzah.
According to chizkuni, though, what would you have to eat three times? Like I know in it says mechuyev, how many meals you have to eat in the summer.
Twice. You should eat twice. So the chizkuni in Echnami defines that the person should eat two meals a day. You should eat twice a day. That's according to the chizkuni.
Eat matzah twice a day.
Twice at night and by day. Yes. Yeah. Kazayis of matzah at night and kazayis of matzah a day. And I'll explain a little bit more some of the details. But basically, yeah. And the last day, this is very interesting. You know, we all know that the Gra and Hasidus don't exactly go together, right? The Hasidus, there've been books on this, and today more things are coming out. But there's one thing that the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra get along on. They both ate shalosh seudos on Acharon Shel Pesach, on the last day of Pesach. They ate three meals, even though they did not eat three meals on the last day. Now, forget about Shabbos, even where it's not Shabbos. They did not eat three meals on the last day on Shavuos and on Sukkot. There's no inyan of having shalosh seudos on Sukkot and on Shavuos when it's not Shabbos. When it's Shabbos, of course, then they have shalosh seudos. But let's say it's just a regular yom that falls out during the week. There's no inyan to eat but acharon shel Pesach. In order to eat more matzah, now I don't know exactly why only Acharon Shel Pesach, because it's the last day, you compare it to Shabbos, I don't know the details, but the Gra, Vilna Gaon, and the Baal Shem Tov both were makbid to have three meals to conclude the end of Pesach.
That's
the Sudas of Mashiach. Yes.
Yeah,
that's... But that's a Hasidic Shabbat, and the Gra didn't need to be Din Sudas of Mashiach. The Gra ate it because since it's the last day, and it's the last, you could have another meal. You had an early meal, now you have a later meal to end off the Yom Tov. And it's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the Gra learns that, if not mistaken, that it's not a din, it's not like the Chizkuni where it's a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv to eat, but it's the best way to define this is the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. He's also in the middle opinion. It's the Ritzoin Hashem. It's the will of Hashem to eat matzah. I'll go through some of the sources in a few moments. It's the will of Hashem. It's not a mitzvah. There's something called a mitzvah, and there's something called Ritzoin Hashem. And even when you say mitzvah, there are two types of mitzvah, says the Chizkuni explains. There's the mitzvah, if you don't do the mitzvah, you get punished. And there's the mitzvah, if you don't do it, you're not going to get punished. It's not the mitzvah where you'll get punished if you don't do it, but it's a mitzvah that you should do. The Aruch HaShulchan, and this is the what it says, Kaman and Shulchan Aruch, there's no mitzvah. You can't put it on the level of a mitzvah. It's called a Rishus. But it's a reshus, which is the will of Hashem. It's something that it's a good thing to do. I want to go through the sources in a few moments. The last opinion, and many Hasidim did this in the past, I don't know, we'll discuss a little bit, I don't know what goes on today, you don't eat matzah. There's a hakpada not to eat matzah. The only matzah you eat is the night of the Seder, the minimum shir. Eat a kazayis. A kazayis matzah, the first night, kazayis matzah, two kazayis, achilas matzah, a moitzi lechem in aretz, and achilas matzah, and you do that the first two nights, and you don't wash.
No washing.
Even Shabbos. You don't wash, so you have, I don't know what, you have to have wine. You have to have wine. They have, someone told them they have a certain type of mezonos you can have. They can't do that from the Koran to go. You wouldn't be able to do that because it's a mezonos meal. It's matzah meal. So you have shahakol. Either way, you mekayim kiddush, you have wine. You can mekayim kiddush by a revius of yayin. That's the way they did it. This is documented and this is brought down. And it could be the people that do this today. I don't know what the people of customs are. We'll go through this in a moment. But it was a big thing. It was a big thing years ago among certain groups of Hasidim. They Dafka b'shita, and I'll explain to you the reasons. B'shita, they did not eat matzah on the 7 days, the last 6 days of Pesach. The only time you eat matzah is the first day of Pesach. Pak poda, not to eat matzah. So it's amazing the extremes. Yeah, the Chizkuni is a mitzvah deraisa to eat matzah. You must eat matzah. It's only that if you don't eat, Hashem's not going to punish you, but you must eat matzah. Then you have the Aruch HaShulchan and a whole list. Aruch HaShulchan is an Achan Achrayim by all the whole list of Rishonim, and that's Shulchan Aruch. It's a good thing. It's not Beged Mitzvah, it's a Rishus. And then Pumfaker, the other extreme, is Bedafka Natimas. Let's go to some of the sources. It all starts with the Gemara Masechta Pesach. The Gemara notes as a contradiction. It says throughout the Torah, eat matzah for 7 days. All know this from the Daf Yomi. The Gemara quotes this Gemara often. And then in Dvarim, in Parshas, I think Parashat Shre, it says, eat matzah for 6 days. Mm-hmm. 6 days. Eat matzah for 6 days. And on the seventh day, it's at Seres. Don't do malacha, shvish, lo pesach, it's a yomtev. What? 7 days? So the Gemara comes along, the Gemara says, the classic rule, davar shoye bichlal, v'yadza menechlal alamed, loy alatzma alamed, elal kol haklol kula. In other words, since the part, one pasuk says seven, one pasuk says six, the common denominator is six. 1 day is out on a limb. There's 1 day the pasuk explicitly says you're not mechuyev to do so. So it must be that the Torah is telling you, even though it says in the first pasuk 7 days, it means rishus. It means it means it's a good thing to do. But the last day, you don't have to do it. The Torah completely omits mention of requiring one timatzah the last day. So if the last day you don't have to do it, that is an indication that all of the days, dova shoya bichlal, the yatza menachlal lelamed, loy alatzvoy, doesn't only teach about itself, it teaches about the entire klal. All 7 days, there's no obligation to eat matzah. Although the Torah says to eat matzah, the way we reconcile the contradiction between pasuk that says seven, the pasuk that says six, means the last day, it's a reshus. What a reshus means, we'll define in a few moments. It's if you want to, go ahead. If you don't want to, don't do it. But you know, I have no obligation because it says only 6 days. Only 6 days eat matzah. Oh, but the pasuk says eat matzah for 7 days. How do you reconcile the contradiction between not doing it and doing it? You don't have to. If you want to eat bread, make sure your bread is matzah and it's not chametz, but you have no obligation to do so. Just like that rule is true when it comes to day seven, that rule is going to be true for all 7 days. Because davar of the principle, davar shoy bichlal, v'yotzmecha alamed, lo lam alatzma yotze, el lelamed el kol haklol kul yotze. Oh, so what about the first night of Pesach? That's exceptional because the pasuk explicitly says, "Bo erev toichlu matzos." In the evening, you must eat matzah. Okay, so that's the basic part. Now the question is, what's the Gemara's bottom line? The Gemara's bottom line is, the first night of Pesach is an obligation. The remaining days of Pesach is a reshus. The big question now is how to define the word reshus. The Gemara uses the word, starts with the contradiction, 7 days and 6 days. 1 day is missing. How do we reconcile the contradiction between that last 7 day? It's not a chova, it's a reshus. And just like day seven is a reshus, memela, all 7 days are a reshus, with the exception of the first night. How do we define the word reshus? That's where it all begins. The Chizkuni says, when it says reshus, it means it's a reshus relative to chova obligation, but it's still an obligation as well. And what's the difference? That's what the Chizkuni says. When it comes to chova, if you don't do it, there will be punishment. When it comes to a reshus, it means you must do it. It's just that if you don't do it, you will not be punished. And Farshim explained, where do we find this idea that a reshus is something that you must do? Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, tefilas arvis. Ma'ariv. The Gemara tells that Ma'ariv is only a reshus. It's not an obligation. This shachris, because the karbonos that corresponds to the Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim, the shachar is Tamid Shal Shachar, mincha is Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim, and Ma'ariv is k'nege, the haktaras emum, the burning of the fats, which burn the entire night. Do the fats have to burn the entire night? Absolutely not. If you offer the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim early in the day, and all of the fats and the meat are completely, give a big fire on the Mizbeach, and it's completely burnt within 10 minutes, and then the sun sets an hour later, and there's nothing burning on the Mizbeach the remainder of the night, it's fine, it's perfectly fine. It's just that if the korbanos have not completed being consumed during the day, so they can be consumed the entire night. And that usually was the case, because Klal Yisrael was busy the entire day bringing korbanos for all different reasons. So there was always fats burning on the Mizbeach the entire night. But it's not an obligation. And even though I know we have Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, different tefillah, Shachar, Smincha, but the bottom line is, Ma'ariv is called a Rishus. Halacha l'maisa, is a person today in Shulchan Aruch allowed to decide, you know, I'm not going to daven Ma'ariv?
I thought we accepted that. I think the Rosh Ben-Gon
exactly. When do we accept it? We accepted it already during time before the Gemara began. It was already accepted as a Rishus. These are technical terms which have to be defined relative to the context.
So all we're saying is when the Gemara
uses certain terminology which is very misleading. This is how the Mefarshim explain the Chizkuni. Because the Gemara is explicit. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim and the Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara deals with this issue many times. The Gemara again notes this contradiction. On the one hand, you must eat matzah for 7 days. On the other hand, you only have to eat matzah for 6 days. So it's day seven, there's a contradiction. On day seven, must you eat matzah or must you? Oh, you don't have to eat matzah. The Gemara is the way we resolve the contradiction is that day seven is a reshus and it's not a chova. And once that is true for day seven, automatically that's going to be true for all 7 days because of the principle of davar shel bichlal, with the exception of the first night because of the pasuk of erev tov l'matzos. Okay, let's stop right there. So what does the Gemara say? What's the bottom line, the terminology of the Gemara? Day one at night is a chova, and the term the Gemara uses for all 7 days is a reshus. Now if you go ask the average person, what does a reshus mean? I don't have to do it. There is no obligation whatsoever. I go home today, there's no inyan whatsoever for me to eat matzah. Is it a good thing? Maybe yeah, maybe not. But as far as the Torah is concerned, an obligation? No. So along comes the chizkun says, no! There is an obligation. There's an obligation, so it should be called a chova. So this is where the Chizkuni invented this idea, fascinating idea, that there are two different types of obligations. There's an obligation that you must do something, and if you don't do something, you'll be held accountable. And Shemayim, they're going to have complaints against you. That is called a chova. Then there's another obligation, something that you must do. You must do this. If you go home today, according to the Chizkuni, you must eat matzah. If you have matzah and you can eat it, you must eat it. But the Gemara calls it a reshus, so the Chizkuni explains it. What it means, reshus, relative to chova, means that if you don't do it, there's not going to be any complaints in heaven. But you lost out on fulfilling the reward you could have received by fulfilling Hashem's mitzvah of eating matzah. I just want to point out that the Mefarshim explained that this thing called the Rishus is not so far-fetched. We have a parallel when it comes to Tfilas Ma'ariv. Because throughout Shas, throughout the Poskim, the sources, Ma'ariv, Tfilas Ma'ariv is called a Rishus. It's a reshus, which means simply that you don't have to dive in. That's what a reshus means. If you want to, not. But that's not correct. Even in the Gemara, you must dive in Ma'ariv. Because the term reshus means the obligation starts off on a lower level. The shachris and Ma'ariv. They, relative to Ma'ariv, a chova. You must dive in shachris. And mincha, it's a stronger obligation. Ma'ariv, do I have to have ma'ariv? You must. There's no excuse. It's not like, oh, it's optional. It's not optional. It's not. It's just that the degree, the severity. What's the nafmin lahalacha? Maybe there are nafminas. I don't. What? There is tashlum. That's the proof. That's the proof that it's an obligation. Oh, God, I forgot that. That is the proof that it's an obligatory. It's not optional. Because if it was only optional, if you forget to daven ma'ariv, you would not have to daven a double shmona esrei shachris. The fact that you are required to daven a double shmona esrei v'shachris shows that it is equal in obligation to shachris and mincha. So why then is one called a rishus, one called a chova? Okay, that's another issue. But relatively speaking, we do have a precedent where reshus does not mean pure obligation. And that is the approach of the Chizkuni. But the majority opinions, all the other opinions, they disagree. This is by far the majority, and this is the halacha l'maisa. You don't have an obligation. Today you come home, you don't have to eat matzah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to eat matzah. Not required. But it's a good thing to do. It's the spirit of the Yom Tov. It's the, as the Aruch HaShulchan, everyone loves this expression. Everyone quotes Aruch HaShulchan. For this they call the Aruch HaShulchan. It's the Ritzoin Hashem, the will of Hashem that you should eat matzah. After the pasuk says Shivas Yamim Teichal, the pasuk does say eat matzah for 7 days. So there is something to it. It's the spirit of the Yom Tov. Hashem is pleased if you will eat matzah. Now, there's a very big problem with the Chizkuni. Not a problem, but it's a very interesting. If it's really true that you eat matzah, and this really goes back to the Gemara, it's a chayv, an obligation, every time you eat matzah during Pesach today, you should make the bracha of al achilas matzah. You should make two brachas, just like you make two brachas when you eat the line of the Seder, al hamotz lachem in ares, and you make the bracha asher kiddushan b'mitzvahs of al achilas matzah. You should make achilas matzah every single day. So you should know, interesting, that there are opinions and poskim and customs where people made the bracha al achilas matzah every time they ate a kazayis matzah throughout Pesach. That is not accepted as halacha. That is, but why not? It's a very good question. Why not? Now, for example, sukkah. Every time you go into a sukkah, you make the bracha leishev basukkah. When you sit down and have a meal in a sukkah, you make the bracha leishev basukkah. So and because there it's a mitzvah every single day. So here also you should make the bracha al achilas matzah every single day. This is a very difficult question. Dalad minim. When you take the dalad minim, the whole yom tif. It's a mitzvah midraban. The only time you have to take the dalad minim is only the first day of Sukkot. All 7 days of Sukkot, all the other days of Sukkot, take the dalad minim midraban. And you make a bracha every time you take the dalad minim. So why don't we make a bracha when you make matzah every single evening? It's no worse than a midrabanon, right? Lulav is only in the Torah explicitly the first day. This is a very powerful question. No matter how you learn. Only the first day. Yet all 6 days, when we take the remaining, we take the lulav and esrog, we make a bracha of al atilas lulav. Matzah, no matter how you learn, whether you learn that matzah is a mitzvah deraisa, or you learn that matzah is the ritzoin Hashem, it's the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's higher than a midrabanan, right? It's higher, so you should of course make the bracha of achilas matzah. It's a very difficult question. At Kedei Kachak, I told you that there are indeed opinions, there are customs where people did make the bracha of achilas matzah every single day. So the answer is, the Gemara gives part of the answer. And the answer, when it comes to matzah, you don't have to eat matzah. I mean, let's go one step at a time. Let's go one step at a time. Let's first focus on the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chol Hanilvim Olav, the approach of all the Rishon that say that it's only the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's only the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Chiddush. It's less than a Mitzvah Midrabanan. It's an incredible Chiddush. Why? We have to add this factor, because when it comes to a mitzvah midrabanan, you're required to do so. When it comes to eating, you're not required to do so to eat. You can live by eating fruits and vegetables, or by eating other things which are not matzah, and all will be well. So it's not in a sense. The Gemara says this. The Gemara really says in reference to sukkah. Sukkah, every time you want to go to sleep or you want to eat something, you must go into the sukkah. So you have no choice to make the bracha. You have no choice. You cannot avoid the sukkah 7 days. Therefore, every time you enter the sukkah, you must make a bracha. But matzah, if you learn like the Rishon, it's not an obligation, then you don't have to eat matzah, even though it's a good thing, but it's something that you can avoid. And therefore, there is no bracha. But the real question falls back on the Chizkuni, who holds that it is a mitzvah deraisa, and even he appears to agree, you don't make a bracha. So the answer to that, running very quickly, the answer to that is, this is a very big chiddush, and this is how a lot of the parshas say the same thing. When you eat matzah all 6 days, it's all a throwback to the matzah of the night of Pesach. It's a very interesting idea.
That bracha, you don't have to have mind.
It's automatic. That bracha always when you sit in the sukkah you dial the minim every day. The Torah says basukos teishvu shivas yom. Sit in the sukkah for 7 days. There's nothing special about day one over day two. Every single day of sukkahs. We have a halacha that the first night of Sukkot, you must eat in the Sukkot when it's pouring rain. That's only because we learn a gzera shava from matzah. Tesvav, tesvav to matzah, bo erev tochlu matzah. So that's an exceptional halacha. But generally, when it comes to a sukkah, there are 7 days of sukkahs. Every single day is me'ikar hadin equal to the next day. When it comes to matzah, the Torah is very precise. Tochal olav matzos. It says in connection with the Karban Pesach that you shall eat. There's a word, I don't have the exact pasuk in front of me, olav. There's a word olav. Shivas or shivas yamim. No, it says by the 7 days. Shivas yamim tochal olav matzos. Olav goes back on day number one. The Iker Zman Achilas Matzah is with the Karban Pesach. Al Matzos Umerorim Yochlu. Pesach is only the first night of the Seder. And then the Torah builds, and since you're eating Matzah the first night of the Seder, Shivas Yomim, for the remaining 7 days, Tochlu Olav Matzos. You shall accompany the 7 days of Pesach, should accompany the first day of Pesach. So it comes out that every time you eat matzah on during the 7 days of Pesach, even if you learn like the Chizkuni, that it is a new, brand new mitzvah. It's a mitzvah with a full toikev of mitzvah saseh. It's not a chayva. There's no punishment for not doing the mitzvah, but there's a full mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah that takes you back, that accompanies the eating of matzah that you have done the first night of Pesach. Therefore, when you make the bracha the first night of Pesach, you're really making the bracha for the entire Yom Tov. All 7 days accompany the first day of Pesach. It's a fascinating idea. That's bread. For bread you have to make. But the special bracha, the eating of the eating of matzah, the 7 days of Pesach, if you learn that's a good thing to do, fine, it's a good thing to do. But even like the Chizkuni, that holds that it's a separate mitzvah, it's not a separate mitzvah for today, like it is when it comes to sukkah. Sukkah, I sit in the sukkah because today I'm sitting in the sukkah. You're eating matzah today to accompany the matzah you ate the first night of Pesach. Therefore, you don't make a bracha, special bracha, because the bracha you made on the ikur, the first night of Pesach, halachilas matzah, went and covered you for the entire 7 days. Now, there's another approach, which is similar to this idea, and that there are two reasons why we eat matzah, number one, because we matzah because of Karban Pesach, because it's lechem oni, it's poor man's bread, just poor man's bread. It's a reminder of our servitude, our slavery. In Pesach, the Avodah Zarah, Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pesach, Al-Botei B'nei Mitzrayim, he passed over our homes. It reminds us of the servitude, and it's also a reminder of Ki b'chipazon yotzasa me'eretz Mitzrayim. We were chased out of Egypt. The Egyptians chased us out for 7 days until we came to Shvi'i Shel Pesach and Kriyas Yamsuf. So it's fasting. It's another whole different approach. When you eat matzah by the Seder, you're eating matzah b'ikur, lechem oni, poor man's bread. A zecher for the servitude, for being a slave. When you eat matzah for the 7 days of Pesach, the remaining 7 days of Pesach, according to the Chizkuni, it's a special mitzvah, but it's a different matzah. It's a matzah to remember the chipazon, the being chased out of Egypt. The bracha Chazal established to make of al achilas matzah was made only for the lechem oni matzah. It wasn't made for the matzah that's a zikaron for the 7 days. You see what we're trying to do? The Chizkuni is very difficult.
But you can't have it both.
Yes, you can.
You can't say the Chizkuni says it's tied into the night.
No, that's a different approach. That's not what the Chizkuni says. These are explanations for the Chizkuni. No. This.
You can't have both.
No, the Chizkuni doesn't sell this.
Make a separate bracha. Don't make a separate bracha.
No, the Chizkuni doesn't sell this. This is how the Achronim explain the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says every single day when you eat matzah, you mean mekayim a mitzvah saseh achilas matzah. Problem, really? If you mekayim a mitzvah saseh achilas matzah, just like you mekayim the night of the Seder, so why don't you make a bracha every single day?
But he's saying it's too separate.
He doesn't say anything. This is the Achronim. These all these Achronim know their names. All the Achronim I have over this, I can't remember all the names. I never heard of the Achronim. These other. So what? Why did you make a bracha? So I'm giving you two approaches why you don't make a bracha. One is because we eat the matzah during the 7 days. It's because it's accompanying the achilas matzah the night of the first night. A second approach why you don't make a bracha is because it's a different type of achilas matzah. The achilas matzah you do during the 7 days of Pesach is an achila to remember the haste. The bracha that Chazal established of Achilas Matzah, that bracha was made for the matzah of lechem only that accompanies the Korban Pesach. So you can learn like the Chizkuni. It's a mitzvah deraisa Pesach night. It's a mitzvah deraisa the whole 7 days of Pesach. But you still don't make a special bracha for one of these two reasons. Either because it accompanies the first night and you already got covered with that bracha, or it's a different type of achilas matzah. So let's real quick, we'll finish up very quickly. What about the other approach? The other approach, you don't eat matzah altogether. We're going from extreme. You don't eat matzah. So that comes from chashash, chassidim. They learn, but like the approach that it's not a mitzvah. It's a good thing, but it's only a good thing if you're so certain there's no chametz. When you bake matzah, who knows? You're dealing with dough and water. You're dealing with poison. Who knows? If you're that perfectly careful, it can turn in. So this people were so nizar. I mean, you hear these extreme stories. We don't relate to this. When people hear something about that, they would sit by the seder. They would cover themselves up with towels when they would eat the matzah. So chashams, nothing, no moisture should.
From the ear
or from the table or from somewhere, someone's saliva should come fling towards the matzah and come in combination with some wheat that's not fully baked and turn into chametz. We hear such stories. Today, anyone that does these things today, lock him up. They put him away. But there is such a thing of the zehiros, extreme chametz osur b'mashal. It's not like non-kosher. Chametz is also the smallest amount of chametz is also. It's not like kashrus the whole year round. The whole year round, what's the big deal? So it's treif. It's bottle. This is meisim b'chol yom. Bittle. Oh, there's this little shtach tarfas. It's bottle b'rot, bittle b'shishim, bittle. Go ask the cashless organizations. We'll go on all the different emergencies and say, this is my son. It's okay. Kazayas, a pretty big amount. No big deal. The whole year round. Chametz osur b'mashu, and what it represents, alpi kabbalo, whatever these things are, we have no isik. So if you don't have to eat matzah, don't eat matzah, because matzah is dealing with a fruit. There's no chashash. A fruit is not going to turn into chametz. Matzah, became the minik. That's one approach. Other approach says because it really came as a reaction to the karoim. Karoim were a group of apikarsim, like the tztokim, the baitosim, who interpreted the Torah, and it appears that this old minhagim, they said, it says in the Torah, Shiva Asyam, and they ignore the pas that says 6 days. They take the Torah literally, and they don't want the darshan chazal. It says 7 days. That means every day it's the same chiyah matzah, and they had a lot of influence, it appears, at some point in time. So chazal, in order to protect their people, they went to the other extreme. No! Just because it says in the Torah 7 days, you have to know Torah Shabbal Peh says that there's a pasuk that says 6 days. It's a contradiction. And we have one of the Yod Gim Midrashat Torah Nidreshes, and that means you don't have to eat matzah. Only the first day you eat matzah. The other 6 days is a Rishus. And they took the approach to Rishus means it's total optional. Total. So in order to show up the Karoim, who today, it's a joke to us today, but years ago, there was a serious threat to Yadus. You have to go back in history and study history of different everything we take for granted today. But it was a serious. So they went to the other extreme and said, no, you don't eat matzah. Show them up. They say you eat matzah every 7 days. You don't eat matzah. However, you saw that there was a story that's very interesting with Divrei Chaim, the Sanzerov, where one of the big rebbes came to visit him, He mocked him in a subtle way. He was sitting by the suit. So this Rebbe didn't eat matzah 7 days, only the first day. And the Sanzerav, he ate matzah all 7 days. So he had the suda, and he deliberately said, "No, mechabed you with benching. Lead us in benching."
He didn't eat matzah.
So he tried to hide that he wasn't eating the matzah. So he said to him, "Sorry, I didn't wash. I didn't. So he said to him, "This is a chumra de asi lidei kula." So he didn't know what he meant. Then he found out was that he didn't eat matzah. What did he eat? fruits and vegetables, not so easy to eat fruits and vegetables for 7 days. He had some type of nuts. He enjoyed nuts. This Rebbe enjoyed nuts. So he bought a certain type of nuts. So he had a guy that took care of buying the nuts. So the guy once was speaking with Tumo, just in his innocence, told him, I know you like the nuts, I prepare it so well, I wash them in alcohol to make sure. And the alcohol was chametz. So he realized that he was eating chametz for many years or whatever, over Pesach. So instead of being machmir, not to eat the matzah, because maybe matzah is a chash chametz, he was eating chametz gone for. So he told him, don't be so machmir. Adrabah, if you eat the matzah, you're watching that it shouldn't become chametz. At least you know this is not. Okay, one last point, very quickly, and just that ties everything all together. This really sums everything up together. The last day of Sukkot, Achron Shel Pesach. Big mouth, you sit in the Sukkah. You sit in the Sukkah, Achron Shel Sukkot. Achron, the last day of Sukkot. You sit in the Sukkah. So some say, no, you can't. It's Bal Toysef. Since Bezman HaZeh, we know exactly that Sukkah is only 7, it's only meaning of a Seinu. If you sit in the Sukkah on day 8, the Torah only says, Basukos Teish V'Shiva Asyamim, when you sit on Sukkah day 8, it's Bal Toysef. Right? That's why many people don't sit in the Sukkah on the 8th day, because it's Bal Toysef. And if it's very cold, yeah, if you want to sit in the Sukkah, you have to make believe you sit, because it's a nice day, it's a nice place to sit. Be very careful how you sit in the Sukkah. It shouldn't look like it's Bal Toysef. You feel like this? You know, that is according to many opinions.
Some people say it's Sfeged
Yoimen. No, but it's not. We'll be keeping it with the Yarche, so that's the whole issue. When you say Shmi Atzeres, we in the davening, we call it Shmi Atzeres. How are you allowed to sit in the Sukkah on the 8th day? It's a problem. It should be an issue of Bal Toysef. The Torah says 7 days, you're not allowed to sit in the Sukkah on the 8th day. So many people talk about do not sit in the Sukkah on the 8th because it's Bal Toysef. Okay, there's a lot of Torah on this. Hasidim, what they do, misnag them, this is a lot of Torah, this is a big problem. Do you ever see someone make an issue on Acharon Shel Pesach? Oh, I can't eat matzah today! It's Bal Taisif. It says in the Torah, Shivas Yom Toichel Olam Matzos. You only eat matzah for 7 days. If I'm going to go have a meal today on day 8, matzah, this is Bal Taisif. It's just like Bal Taisif sitting in the Sukkah on day 8. And there are bookcases of Svarm written on the issue, how do you deal with sitting in the Sukkah on day 8 as Bal Taisef. No one seems to have an issue with eating matzah on day 8. It should be the same issue.
It's in the Varashtana. Chametz matzah.
Oh, very good. So what are you saying? Chametz matzah?
It tells you can eat matzah all year round.
Okay, he talks about, he says about that. There's more to that. I hear what he's saying, very good. He talks about that. But it's why you have gebrocks, you do things to show that that's one approach. Right, that could be why Dafka, that's one of the reasons why. He's saying very good. He's saying on the way we take away, he's saying a drush. This is not the primary thing, but very quickly. What he's saying is that on the 8th day of Pesach, we're very lenient with a lot of halachas. In other words, during the whole year round, Shabbachol Halelo Sanoch Lim. Chometz u'matzah. The whole year we eat matzah. It's not Bal Toysef, but it is because it's Shmur. We're eating over here matzah. Halayla's a kuloi matzah. If on the 8th day you relax some of the stringencies of the day, like you invite guests, so you go out to eat, or you eat gebrokst, or you do different things, you relax some of the stringencies. So then I'm eating matzah. The whole year round I eat matzah. It would only be Bal Toysef if you eat the matzah the same way you eat the matzah the first 7 days. But if you eat the matzah on day 8 with some leniencies, that's not Bal Toysef, because anyway you eat matzah the whole year round, we eat Shebechol Halelois Anu Oichlim Chometz U'matzah. You don't say Shabbachol Halelos Anu Oichlim Chometz. You don't say that. Shabbachol Halelos Anu Oichlim Chometz. We eat it together. We eat matzah with chometz. We mix. So on day 8, when you relax the stringency, so then already it shows that you're not eating the matzah midin matzah, eating the matzah because you need to eat something, and that's valid, that's normal, as you say in the Haggadah. But the other answer is according to the Aruch HaShulchan, this is very interesting. We're all ties in that this says Sal's. We beikar hold, everyone really holds. Mikra didn't like the second approach, that there's no chiv mitzvah derayis to eat matzah. You don't have to eat matzah. It's the Ritzoyin Hashem. It's a good zach. It's a good thing to eat matzah. If you can, eat matzah every day of Pesach. It's a good thing. Is it the level where you're mechuyev to eat matzah? No. So that means just like all 6 days. We're eating matzah. Why are we eating matzah all 6 days? We're not doing it because we're mechuyev to do it. We're doing it because you can't eat chametz. That everyone agrees. You can't eat chametz and you need to eat something. So you eat matzah. So when it comes to Acharon Shel Pesach, it's the same exact thing. If the first 7 days will be like the Chizkuni, we're eating matzah because you have to eat matzah. And now it's day eight. And we're eating the matzah the same way we ate the matzah the first seven days. You got a problem. Because now it's Baal, you're doing, you ate matzah, L'shei matzah, and now it's day eight, you're eating L'shei matzah, you got a problem. Also, you say, oh no, I'm not eating matzah, only matzah because I can't eat chametz. Okay, maybe that will be a solution also. But you don't need to come on to that, because look what you've been doing for the last 7 days. The last 7 days, you're eating matzah. Are you eating matzah because it's a mitzvah to eat matzah the last six days? No! No, you're not. So it's not shayach on day eight. Baal Toysev is only when you do something l'shei mitzvah. I'll prove to you that I'm not doing it on day 8 l'shei mitzvah, because I didn't do it the last 6 days l'shei mitzvah. If all 7 days you're doing like the chizkuni l'shei mitzvah, and now you come to day 8 and you're doing it, you got a problem. Just like you did it l'shei, with the way you did it, it's all or nothing. The way you've done it for the last 7 days was l'shei mitzvah, and now you come to day 8 and you're doing it, so what are you doing it for? Either don't do it or do it. If you're doing it, it's like the way you did it the last 7 days. But if you learn a halacha l'mais, then it's not an obligation, it's only a good thing to do, but it's not an obligation. So what you're doing on day 8 is no worse than what you've done the last 6 days. And the last 6 days, you didn't do it l'shei mitzvah, you did it because you can't eat chametz, that's given. You can't eat chametz, and it's a good thing to do, but it's a good thing to do doesn't mean it's a l'shei mitzvah. So day 8, you've already proven yourself for day 7 that you're not doing it l'shei baal taisiv. That's why there's no issue whatsoever eating matzah on day 8. It's a more fundamental reason. You're saying a little bit of drush. It's also good to put down that approach. But this is a more fundamental reason. You need to come on to your drush according to the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni, every single day you're doing l'shei matzah. Doing l'shei matzah, day 8. You can't tell me day 8 you're doing it because you can't eat chametz. You can't. Chametz. It's not Pesach anymore. So what are you doing it then? Oh, it is Pesach. But Pesach's only 7 days, so what are you doing it? Sveikat Yoma. But, so don't eat matzah. So you don't want to eat chametz, so go eat fruit and vegetables on the Acharon Shel Pesach. You're in a lot of trouble according to the Chizkuni. But according to everyone else, you've proven yourself. I've proven myself for 6 days. I've been eating matzah, and I'm not eating l'shei mitzvah. I'm eating it because I couldn't eat chametz, and I have a suddus yomtiv. It is yomtiv, right? Everyone agrees 7 days is yomtiv. You gotta eat something. I can't eat chametz, I'll eat matzah, and I'm doing it not l'shei matzah. I proved myself, so there's no problem either. Okay, so this is a little bit of a three different walk away, at least with knowing there are three mahalchim in the mitzvah of achilas matzah for the remaining 7 days of Pesach. Either it's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah mamish where there's punishment for not doing it. It's a mitzvah where you have to do, but if you don't do it, you're okay. Then it's not a mitzvah, but it's the Ritzoyin Hashem, and then there's such an approach. Don't do it.
Don't eat matzah.
Okay.